Moving Toward Tolerance. Intolerance has been the curse of every age and state. Reverend Samuel Davies. Samuel Davies arrived in Virginia in April 1747, just 2 weeks after His Majesty's colonial governor, William Gooch, had issued a proclamation against itinerant preachers. It required all magistrates and officers to go as far as legally possible to discourage and prohibit these dissenting clergy, whether New Light Presbyterians, Moravians, or Methodists. He called on everyone to aid and assist in this effort. Against this background, Davies walked into the presence of Governor Gooch to petition for a license to preach and teach in Hanover County. During his interview, he was questioned about his beliefs and intentions and his ability to abide by the Act of Toleration. This act required dissenters from the Anglican Church to be registered with governmental authorities and to swear not to take up arms against the king. They promised not to disturb the worship of the Anglicans and to continue to support the established church with their tithes. Davies spoke eloquently of his desire to minister to those who needed him in Hanover, and the governor and his council granted him a license to preach at the four Morris reading houses. He was the first to secure such a license in Virginia. Davies would begin his ministry facing animosity from the established religion and deep divisions within the Presbyterian Church. It is small wonder that he questioned whether or not his body, weakened by tuberculosis, and his mind so recently troubled by the death of his wife and unborn son, would allow him to succeed in his ministry to the Hanover dissenters. Ironically, Davies' closest Anglican neighbor and constant critic would be the Reverend Patrick Henry, minister at St. Paul's Parish at Hanover Courthouse. His nephew and namesake Patrick and young Patrick's mother Sarah attended church at Polgreen during the years that Davies was minister there. It is reported that Davies was well-spoken and that his voice was strong, clear, and musical, and in later years Patrick credited Samuel Davies with teaching him what an orator should be. Reverend Henry and other Anglican priests were very protective of their parishes. These ministers worked closely with local judges and sheriffs to curtail the activities of the dissenters, and they wrote often to the government in Williamsburg protesting the dissenters' actions. It was Samuel Davies, with his prudent behavior and brilliant reasoning and oratory in the courts of Virginia, that won a measure of tolerance for those who worshipped outside the Anglican communion. He became the advocate and defender of the dissenters' civil and religious liberties, and his ministry set the stage for greater freedoms to come. Before leaving Virginia in 1759, Reverend Davies would see two of his wishes come true. First, the breach between the two factions within the Presbyterian Church would be healed. Second, he received a document he had sought for his 11 years in Virginia. The new colonial governor, Francis Fauquier, had been petitioned by a united Hanover Synod for his help in securing for them the peaceable and unmolested enjoyment of the liberties and immunities of the Act of Toleration. In return, they pledged their compliance with its requirements. The answer came after 2 months, and Samuel finally had a written document signed by the governor stating he would support the Act and those who followed it. This document was a landmark in the dissenters' struggles for religious freedom. Though he did not know it yet, his ministry in Virginia was coming to an end. The evangelist of Virginia would soon be leaving to assume new challenges as president of the College of New Jersey at Princeton, now Princeton University.